Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week. A number of interesting pieces of legislation were approved, including final approval of some legislation that will help to protect Pennsylvania children from abuse. This is something that the House has been focusing on for the past year or so. What's going on?
Yes, in fact, I believe this makes it nearly 20 new laws that we have passed or is now before the governor for his signature to protect children from abuse. The House of Representatives gave final approval this week to House Bill 112, which would specifically make it a crime for a sports official or coach to sexually assault a child under the age of 18. This would apply to any sports official, volunteer, or employee of a nonprofit or for-profit sports program who engages in sexual activity or indecent contact with a child under 18 years of age who is participating in a sports program. The offense would be graded as a third-degree felony, and if the child is under the age of 16, sentencing requires a mandatory minimum of 2, 5, or 10 years in prison, depending on the specific conviction. The legislation was necessary, as many young athletes who may be above the legal age of sexual consent in Pennsylvania can be placed in a position where an adult, such as a coach, might abuse his or her power and authority in a coercive manner. The legislation will be presented to the governor for his signature in the near future, and he is expected to sign.
There's also been a lot of concern about repeat offenders when it comes to DUI on Pennsylvania highways. I understand some legislation was approved this week to address this issue. What's going on?
Yes, in a move to help make our state's highways safer from repeat DUI, driving under the influence of offenders, the House this week passed House Bill 1733, which would increase penalties for those repeat offenders who are convicted of killing someone while driving under the influence. This proposal would upgrade this offense to a first-degree felony and would require a mandatory jail sentence of at least 5 years. Driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol causes nearly 10,000 deaths and 350,000 injuries annually, and studies have shown that nearly 2 million drunk drivers on the nation's highways have a prior DUI conviction. This includes 400,000 drivers who have 5 or more DUI convictions. This legislation is very much needed and now moves onto the Senate for further consideration.
And there's a program that's very popular with Pennsylvania seniors that helps them out a little bit every year with their rent or property taxes. And I understand that there's an announcement in terms of the applications.
Yes. In fact, my office is in Troy and Bradford County and Wellsboro and Tioga County. Help hundreds of individuals every year complete these applications for the property tax rent rebate program. The deadline has been extended from June 30th to December 31st. The rebate program provides property tax relief for eligible Pennsylvanians age 65 and older, widows and widowers age 50 and older, and people with permanent disabilities age 18 and older. The income limit is $35,000 a year for homeowners and $15,000 annually for renters. 50% of Social Security income is not included when determining eligibility. Applicants may obtain property tax rent rebate forms from my offices in Troy or in Wellsboro. We'll be glad to help you fill out the forms free of charge. Or you can go on the Department of Revenue's website at www.revenue.state.pa.us or by calling toll-free 1-888-222-9190.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.